Low prices, coupled this year by tariffs on pork and soybeans, have stressed the Midwest agriculture economy. But they haven't slowed the sales pitches of myriad companies vying for a piece of the farmer's dollar. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer went to the annual Farm Progress Show to see what's on offer and whether farmers are biting.
This huge trade show alternates between Decatur, Illinois, and Boone, Iowa, where I visited this year. Despite heavy clouds, planes pulling banners, and blimps were in the morning sky, and more than 300 exhibitors greeted people from around the world. Giant combines in primary colors fill corner lots, while air-conditioned tents feature scrolling multimedia demonstrations of new digital tools. Taken together, it's a strikingly visual reminder that agriculture is a high-tech enterprise. One of the first farmers I meet is John Peterson of Jackson, Minnesota. He says when he's deciding on business spending, he doesn't draw a distinction between equipment and technology.
I don't really see it as an either-or. I think it's holistic. You're trying to put together a system, and you're trying to optimize the operation that you have.
He's not swayed by bells and whistles.
Whatever it is that I am focused on, it needs to bring value back to the farm. Otherwise, it's a toy, and I really don't have any use for it.
As they collect swag and climb up into the fanciest combines, some farmers can look like kids in a toy shop. Often, they've come just to look and learn. But in nearly every conversation, someone's pushing the next big thing. Right now, ag tech is hot. According to Forbes magazine, last year, investment in the sector exceeded $2.5 billion. So it's no wonder that at the Farm Progress Show, flashy technology appears at nearly every turn. Turns that became soggy midday as heavy rains fell. Ceres Imaging's Barclay Rogers, head of business development, was trying to keep his booth dry. He says interest in this four-year-old company has been growing steadily.
We're not trying to sell a bright, shiny object that will sit in the yard. We're trying to sell something, a data service that's going to help the farmer make more money.
Aerial images pick up plant stressors not yet visible to the human eye. Then farmers can make a plan to combat the pest or disease before the problem spreads.
The farmer's dollar is always scarce. And the question is, what is it that's going to deliver the most value on the farm?
Farmers pay by the acre for this service. But sometimes the hook is the same as we see in consumer technology, a free app with a promise.
There's no upsell, there's nothing in the app for purchasing, and the grower retains the ownership of all the images.
That's David Gray of Zarvio Digital Farming Solutions. Zarvio is a free crop scouting app that Gray says speeds up the task of monitoring fields to find and identify problems. A user uploads a photo and the app names the disease or pest that caused the damage. The photos are aggregated anonymously, and Gray says eventually the app will alert farmers if a particular problem is headed their way.
So it doesn't replace the grower agronomist discussion, but it speeds up the data collection in a scouting trip.
Catching problems early on saves farmers money, Gray says, and that's the goal, he insists, not selling them more gallons of products. But Zarvio is not a standalone startup. It's a subsidiary of BASF, one of the world's largest chemical companies. Technology aside, planting and harvesting require combines, tractors, and other expensive machines. Alan Miller is remarketing manager for Kloss North America.
With some of the uncertainties in commodity prices and the current trade situations, used has become a high interest with many farmers that traditionally had been buying new.
Miller says others are hanging on to equipment longer than they used to. Farmers like Pete Brecht of Central City, Iowa, who recently bought a used grain cart. Brecht says he put off the purchase for a year, hoping the price would come down. Keeping up with new technology is challenging, he says, but cost isn't always an issue.
When you put the stuff in your equipment, that's still pretty expensive. But to utilize some of their programs is relatively efficient.
And worth it in terms of the return you get for the use of it?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you look at it and you wonder, but after you've had it for a couple of years, you wonder why you didn't have it sooner.
That's an endorsement any company would welcome. In Boone County, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.